Welcome back to HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here. Of the cancers that affect both men and women, colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. And March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Joining us this morning are Drs. David Halloran and Dr. Jerry Bim, both associate professors of surgery in specializing in colorectal cancer at Upstate Medical University, and Jenny Dickinson, coordinator of the Cancer Services Program for the Onondaga County Health Department. Welcome to you all. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
So, colorectal cancer, Dr. Bim, colorectal cancer is a killer. Why is it so deadly?
If you look just at the statistics of it, the mortality rate of all comers is about 50%, and that's very high. Of course, the main reason for that is that it can present basically without any symptoms, and it can be spread at that point. But I think the reason why we are here today is the fact that it's preventable, and that if it's caught in early stage, the outcome is very good.
So that it's 100% preventable if you remove the precancerous polyps, but the only way you'd know that, Dr. Halloran, is through screening.
Is through screening, is finding the polyp. This is debated for years and years, but no longer. Polyps are considered essentially A, precancerous, and two, removing them actually prevents the cancer. Unfortunately for other cancers, there's no benign prostate polyp, there's no benign breast polyp that you can nip in the bud, but there are benign colon polyps you can actually nip in the bud and not get the cancer. It's a different biology.
So what is it that you want people to do, Dr. Bim?
We would like them to continue the compliance with the recommended screening modalities.
And that is currently what?
The number one recommended modality is colonoscopy. But regardless what patients do, it's still beneficial even if they do the occult heme cards.
Which is basically a stool sample.
Yes.
That they send into a laboratory and they find out if there's blood in the stool.
That's
that the
correct.
Beginning?
And that should trigger, further workup. But any of the other modalities, including flexible sigmoidoscopy, barium enema, all that appear to be beneficial in multiple studies. But once again, I have to stress that colonoscopy is way superior to any other modalities, including currently frequently talked about virtual colonoscopy.
Yeah, that was very big in the news at one point, Dr. Halloran, this idea that we could avoid the invasive procedure of a colonoscopy by doing the, basically, was it some kind of a radiologic study?
It's essentially an enhanced CAT scan. However, it did require a full bowel preparation like any other test on the colon, including colonoscopy. When it was rolled out, it was going to be recommended every 5 years as opposed to every 10 years. And why it never really got traction was that it misses small polyps about half the time. And the other concern is that those that it did find, it doesn't remove. So we're back having another colonoscopy, another bowel prep. Colonoscopy is, besides being the most accurate way of looking at the colon, is also potentially therapeutic as well as diagnostic. And what I mean by that is that if there were anything there, polyp, tumor, inflammation, you can sample it, remove it at the same time.
I think that's very significant. I don't think most people understand that even though it's billed as a screening technique, the mere fact that you do excise any suspicious polyps really can, in a sense, be curative or preventative.
Correct.
So right now, what is the current recommendation for how frequently one should get screened?
So we know that risk factor for colorectal cancer is age, and the incidence is increasing at age of 50. So an average risk patient should be screened at age of 50. If there is some significant family history, that of course is increasing the likelihood that you're going to be diagnosed. Then there are more frequent regimens that are started at early age.
So by 40 even in some cases?
Well, in general, it really depends on how strong the history is. There is syndromes that basically mean that you're gonna have 100% chance that you're gonna get colon cancer, and in those instances, the screening starts very early. You know, for polyposis, even in puberty,
really?
We start with flexible sigmoidoscopies just to monitor the development of polyps. If you have Lynch syndrome, which includes, you know, three family members, direct relatives, one diagnosed before age of 50, that will require a colonoscopy that would start 10 years prior to the earliest age of diagnosis in the family.
So it's very rigorous. I mean, they really, if you have a family history or some of these syndromes, they really recommend early. And is it more frequent?
More frequent, yes.
So currently, what is the recommendation, Dr. Halloran, as far as the frequency for people who don't fall into that category?
For average risk patients, no family history, no prior history of polyps, tumors, or colitis, starting 50, approximately every 10 years, which when you think about it, is not that
frequent.
Frequent.
No.
There was an article a few years ago about after 75, whether you stop screening. I take some exception to that, since people are coming to the office in their 80s.
In good shape.
Driving motorcycles.
Right.
So I think that's a discussion, but you're talking about two or three exams in a lifetime, which may prevent a cancer. That's not too bad.
And is that because the colon, the tendency for colon cancer is it's much more slow growing in general? I mean, that you can wait that 10-year period?
Well, it was shown in the National Polyp Study that the sequence from benign polyp to invasive cancer, it usually takes about 7 to 10 years. So it's well documented basically that what we need to follow this rigorous research results.
So Jenny, you are very actively involved. You are this program director for the county's health department in the cancer services program. It's a partnership with Upstate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think we've hit on some really good points here, how important screening is, how effective screening is, but nationwide the fact is only about 60% of those who need to get screened are getting screened. So that leaves 40% of the population who are putting themselves at risk. Those numbers are even higher among the uninsured, and that's what our program does. The Cancer Services Program, we screen the uninsured for colorectal cancer. We work across the county and with Upstate in helping the uninsured get screened, and they can do so by calling 435-3653, and we can hook them up and get them screened for colorectal cancer.
So the idea here is when you say 40% do not get screened, why? I don't want to run out of time, but what are some of the reasons why people, besides obviously the insurance factor, which mm-hmm. you are addressing,
right?
Why do people avoid screening?
Aside from not being able to afford it and being uninsured, I think there's a fear factor. I think there's an embarrassment factor. You know, there's a lot of personal reasons why people choose not to get screened, and one of them shouldn't be lack of coverage, because our program can help.
That's really outstanding. So basically anyone who calls that number can get set up for some kind of a screening.
Yep. Average risk, age 50 to 64. And then if you have, like Dr. Bem had said, a family history, we can get you in sooner.
That's really outstanding. How long has the program been in effect?
Going on over 10 years now. The Cancer Services Program has been around.
Well, that's very hopeful information and also very good information. I want to thank you all for coming in. This is, March being the opportunity for us to get the word out for people to understand how important, because it is one of these cancers that really can be prevented. So I want to thank you for coming. My guests have been Drs. David Halloran and Dr. Jerry Bem, both associate professors of surgery specializing in colorectal surgery from Upstate Medical University, and Jenny Dickinson, the coordinator of the Cancer Services Program for the Onondaga County Health Department. Stay with us. You're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.